Reform groups say they're dismayed with the direction of a commission appointed by Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders to implement a public campaign finance system for state elected offices. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, the commission has just two more meetings before it issues its final report.
Key commissioners appointed by Governor Cuomo are backing individual contribution limits for candidates of up to $25,000, which would be among the highest in the nation. As a comparison, donors to presidential candidates are limited under federal law to contributions of just $5,600. Dave Palmer with the Fair Elections Coalition, made up of over 200 groups, says the proposals defeat the purpose of a system intended to encourage small donations from members of the public who aren't wealthy.
The charge of this commission is to set up a system of public financing to reduce the undue influence of big money in our politics. And the main point is that these contribution limits will allow big money to continue flowing, and it's just completely unacceptable.
Alex Camarda with Reinvent Albany says, in effect, the public would be asked to help subsidize the big money donors because the first $250 of even the largest donations would be matched by public funds by at least a 6-to-1 ratio.
It's outrageous that a candidate could raise $25,000 contributions and taxpayers would have to kick in $1,500 or even $2,300 on large contributions. That is unacceptable.
Cuomo appointee Jay Jacobs supports the $25,000 contribution limit for donors. Jacobs, who also heads up the state's Democratic Party, spoke on public radio's The Capitol Press Room. He said his critics are not being realistic because under rules established by the U.S. Supreme Court decision, Citizens United, donors who face contribution limits can just open independent expenditure committees, also known as super PACs, to influence campaigns.
You're going to push those contributions into independent expenditures. They're not going to go away. And so if you think that for a moment that that's going to solve the problem, it just doesn't. And what I'm trying to say is that I would rather have, you know, lower limits that are more reasonable than to create a fiction that forces a lot of money out of the system into these independent groups, these PACs, and these other things that then run the campaigns. That just doesn't make sense.
Palmer with the Fair Elections Coalition says Jacobs is overstating the potential problem. He says independent expenditure groups, or IEs, have been rarely used in state races.
Ultimately, increasing the value of small donations is the single best response to IEs because it enables people to raise enough money on small donations so that they can be heard. Whether or not they raise as much as an IE is spending, it's enough to be heard and allow the people to decide who the best candidate is.
The commission has not yet voted on the exact contribution limits, but it did cast a preliminary vote to limit the public matching system for state Senate and Assembly races to donors who live within a candidate's district. Some public campaign finance advocates say that could disadvantage candidates from poorer districts. Camarda with Reinvent Albany says his group supports a system that gives greater weight to in-district donors, but he says out-of-district donors should not be left out entirely.
We have to recognize that state lawmakers make decisions impacting the whole state, not just their districts. So shouldn't all small donors living in New York have a voice?
The commission is also discussing whether to curb fusion voting, which allows candidates to run on multiple party lines. The public campaign finance advocates say changing the rules on fusion voting are a distraction and it should be left alone. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.